With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences. And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Billy Nash. I'm back. We're here to record a couple of episodes of Luxury Real Estate with Billy Nash. We got to catch up. Haven't recorded in a couple of months. I've been traveling a lot. If anybody that knows and follows my social media on Instagram and Facebook and all the other good stuff, you see that I've been traveling for the show, speaking in Greece at the Forbes Global Properties conference in Corfu, super excited as the show premiered Passport Properties in Poland, right, on Canal Plus, which is one of the biggest streamers and broadcasters in all of Europe. So the international rollout for Passport Properties is on, premiering in Portugal in September, the Baltics, we just found out that Israel is going to be showing Passport Properties as well. So we got a lot of international markets lining up to license the show. So we did it and we're excited about it. So the world is getting exposed to Passport Properties with Billy Nash. And I am absolutely excited as this rollout continues. So I'm back in the studio. I'm here with Tracy, my lovely, beautiful wife.
Hello.
Because, you know, it's funny. Every time I do these podcasts, somebody says to me, hey, it's not as good when you're not with your wife. So here she is, back by popular demand.
Yes.
Tracy's back in the studio for, I think we're on episode 46.
I think it's 46.
46, episode 46. And another thing is I wanted to thank everybody that's listening, because when you ask ChatGPT or Apple Podcast or one of the big platforms, what is one of the best luxury real estate podcast in the country, our shows up. So I'm pretty proud of that. See, this is just supposed to show you, whoever's listening, if you put your mind to something, you can always deliver. Just manifest it. It'll happen for you. No matter what business you're in, real estate, it doesn't matter. Manifest success and good things will happen. And it's what I do my whole life. So I'm excited to be back. So we're going to be talking about something today, which is, I don't think it's controversial. I just think it's something that some people are afraid of. Some people are embracing. Some people are just trying to figure it out. But we are in a world right now with AI overload. Everything you hear about in the media, on social media, in conversations, at a restaurant, everything is about AI and how you are going to be replaced, right? Now, is that a crock of shit or what, right? A robot's going to replace a deal maker, a relationship-driven, authentic person. Well, guess what? That ain't happening. It ain't happening. So we're going to dive right into some things that, you know, I've been thinking about a lot lately. And Tracy said, well, why don't we talk about AI, the things that you're experiencing in the marketplace? And so we're going to focus on that today. And hopefully this helps you as you think through, whether you're an expert in AI, whether you're just trying to figure it out, that these things will help you grow your business. And don't be so scared.
Ooh. Well, it's the topic of the day. It is. It's affecting everybody in so many ways. So let's go into the first question. AI does seem to be changing everything. Is it helping real estate agents or is it hurting them?
Well, I you know, it's a good question. And I think it depends on how you're using AI. And one of the things that I've noticed a lot in the last 6 to 9 months, I mean, like it's been ramped up, like a button's been switched, is that a lot of agents around the country and around the world are using AI in a way that demonstrates something that doesn't look authentic, right? You know, and I've seen the same AI ads for the local pizzeria and then the local realtor in town. They're using the same font. It's the same commands. So that to me, is a red flag. AI is producing some good stuff, right? Some visuals, but I think it's starting to get more towards that. It's a commoditized thing, and everybody's ads, everybody's presentations are looking generic to me, right? I mean, it's just obvious. I mean, so,
I've noticed that.
You could totally see. So as soon as I see something from a luxury agent, an agent, I know in literally 1 second if it's AI originated, and I literally scroll past it. I don't even look at it because it just says, they're all the same.
Not resonating with you.
And also, the AI imaging, right? You know, when you see someone that all of a sudden looks like they're back, 24 years old, when obviously they're 45. That to me is such a red flag. It's fake, right? Agents know what you look like. Your clients know what you look like. So when you're out there promoting yourself and you're asking AI to fine tune yourself, it's just not authentic. So those are some red flags that I see immediately in the last 6 and 9 months. Be yourself. Be authentic.
So I think you actually answered the second question, which is what's the biggest mistake you see agents making with AI? And I think you just kind of answered that.
Yeah,
authenticity.
It's authenticity. AI is an amazing tool, right? And I think every single agent that doesn't use it will be left behind. Because to tell you what, it saves me a lot of time, right? I definitely use it. I'm not afraid to say that I use AI, but AI is not generating my authentic personality, right? That's me. And that's what people want. People want you, right? And now AI is so obvious that you're using it. It's an immediate flag. I mean, I know a guy that, he's at the bar and he's, shooting the shit about real estate. And then the next thing you know, he's posting and he sounds like Edgar Allan Poe. I'm like, dude, that ain't you, right? Mm-hmm. So those are the things you got to think of, right? Remember, people know you because of you. They're not going to, if you portray yourself as this amazing storyteller and, properties, and then they meet you and you're an absolute dud, right? Well, there you go. I mean, be yourself. Let AI help you in certain things in your business, and we can get into that. But as far as it replacing you as an authentic person and a deal maker, that ain't happening.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good.
Ain't happening for me.
All right. Well, it's not happening for me either.
But better not.
I'm
not an AI image, honey.
You're answering all the questions before
I get on a roll, man. I had an espresso. I get all amped up. I just got back from Europe.
The next question was, why does so much real estate content suddenly look identical?
Well, that's because it's the same prompts. I mean, people are using Claude. They're using ChatGPT. They're using all the same platforms. And it's spitting out very similar content for everybody. And I see it. I'm on social media.
Yeah. You know how many Met Gala, I've never been to the Met Gala, but how many Met Gala AI generated photos like you were right there that I saw? And I actually thought that they were there.
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible. So, I mean, it's incredible. So picking up your phone, flipping it backwards, hitting record and being authentic, I think there's going to be just an amazing, amazing opportunity, for the next 3 to 5 years and going forward. Is that, you thought that authentic, being authentic in your business always played a role. AI is going to make that even more relevant because people are going to be able to see immediately what's fake and what's not.
Okay. So then how do you use AI without losing your personality as the agent?
So I use AI. Here's a couple examples. I have two properties that we're looking at, one versus the other, in a similar neighborhood. And, I can load those addresses in there and just say, give me just a side-by-side comparison PDF that I could print. We could do that on MLS as well, but AI will bang that out in 7 seconds, less than that. And it's super helpful because it's not something that of course you got to fact check everything. You match it up to what's public and what's private on MLS that I could see. Of course, it's got to be verified. But that whole elimination of that brain damage to sit there for an hour and do all that manually, those days are so over. And AI can be extremely helpful, in that way. Or you say, summarize a particular area of Florida, even though I'm very, I know every corner of this state, But AI can put together a nice, you know, kind of a outline for you to digest before you start to talk to a client about a specific area, right? There might be something that you didn't uncover. It's great for history, right? If you want to learn about history of a certain area, if you're selling a house, well, guess what? What is some cool history about this neighborhood that I might not know of? And guess what? AI will pull out some really cool stats. Got to verify them, of course, because AI is not always right, right? But it definitely gives you a kind of a little bit of an edge. So not to be replace you as, you know, and I see another thing that I see. I see agents with this fake, they're doing these recommendations of restaurants and different areas of their town, but I could tell it's an AI-generated a video of themselves. Mm. So don't do that.
Okay.
People see it and they know it's fake.
Okay. So some agents, we hear, refuse to use AI. Is that dangerous in your opinion?
Well, the agents that refuse to lose the agents that refuse to use AI will their business stay in a state of the way it moves now, which is slowly, right? Mm-hmm. AI just expedites and speeds things up. So when you're figuring it out manually, I've already done it through AI and I beat you to the listing and I got it.
Got it.
So that's really the way you're just going to get lost. You're just going to get left behind.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you have to make that your core business, but use that as an edge or a fact finder or information finder to help you with your time, because that's one thing in this business that we can't get back. And it's very critical to manage your time. And AI is very efficient with time.
So if an agent, since on the subject of time, which, you know, it's so important, if an agent had only 30 minutes to learn AI, where should they start?
I mean, it's interesting because all you got to do is ask your chat GPT to help you understand what they do, or ask Claude. It's so easy to figure out to get a tutorial. I mean, we're getting AI to death. Right. So that's easy. I mean, if you got 30 minutes, just sit down and go through it and teach yourself or ask it to teach you. That's what it does. And it digs deep.
Well, what's one tool in particular that has surprised you?
I tell you, one tool that surprised me was how accurate AI knows you. Mm. Right. Even if you aren't putting information in, it's pulling all over the world for everything that you've done. If you have press releases, deals that you've done, things on social media, you know, for me, you know, I might be a little bit different because I have a global television show and I have press all over the world. So that helps me when someone asks about what I do, tell me about the show, ask AI, and then it's got a boatload of press, right? So that helps me, of course. But what I really love, and this is something that you have to think about, we talked about this at our Forbes conference about a month ago in Greece, consumers are asking AI about you. They are.
Oh, yes, they are.
They ain't Googling anymore. They're going into Claude. They're going to ChatGPT, and they're going, tell me about Billy Nash, the real estate agent in Florida. What is his reputation like? Should I use him? What does he specialize in? Guess what? They're asking those prompts. Whether it's me or whoever's listening to this podcast, they go on AI, and they ask it. And so do yourself a favor when this podcast is over, ask AI about you, about yourself, see what comes up, right? If it says you just spent 7 to 10 years in the penitentiary, I'd quit the business.
So most people do think that AI means ChatGPT. They're missing a lot, aren't they?
Yeah, well, there's so many tools, listen, I'm not an AI expert. I just know that for me, it's definitely something that helps me with my time. You know, and there's definitely tools, and I'm still learning, right?
Sure.
There's nobody masters this because it's changing so much every day. You know, I sat with a guy the other day and he starts to tell me that, you know, listen, if you need a CFO, we could create one for you with AI. If you need all these things, layers of C-suite executives. Yes. I was like, what? I mean, all AI based. And I was like, it's incredible what's happening in the industry.
Absolutely.
And that's for any business.
Any business. And I can say this because I just recently attended a Women's Global Entrepreneurial Summit in Vancouver, Canada. And the main focus, and they brought in people from San Francisco, all the experts, and even they said, we can't even keep up It's changing every day. So we know that. So can AI ever replace a great real estate agent?
Never.
Good answer.
Never, 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 never. AI will never replace you. Everybody that's listening, AI will make you stronger and more powerful and more authority, right? Because the more information that's out there in the world about you and your business and your success, AI is not shy.
Okay.
AI will let that person know all about you, right? And that's one of the things that's critical. So again, going back to your reputation is so critical. You know, your reputation shows up in the room before you do. And I know that Bess Freeman from Brown Harris Stevens told me that. And I've heard other people say it. So I'm not sure if she invented that one or she was regurgitating it from someone else.
That's a good one.
She said it to me for the first time. So right. I still give you credit, Bess, for that one.
Yeah.
Your reputation shows up in the room before you do. So important. So AI knows your reputation and clients are asking. So can you get replaced? Absolutely not. The skill of a deal maker is irreplaceable. Right? The skill of a relationship builder is irreplaceable. The skill of someone to think through issues and potential things that could kill a deal is not replaceable. So those are the things that you know that need to resonate, you know, from this podcast today. You could be replaced if you let yourself be replaced.
You think that AI will really make great agents more valuable?
I just think it's going to make agents sharper, right? I think it's going to make agents manage their time better. I think it's going to be a lot of ways that it can make you more efficient, mm-hmm. right? But again, it all comes down to the core. And we all say this. I don't care who you are, what podcast you listen to, what industry you're in. It all comes down to relationships, right?
It sure does.
They're not hiring AI. They're hiring you.
I like that. That's good, Billy Nash.
I'm good. This is what I do.
So, what's the biggest myth about AI?
I don't even think there is a, you know, I think the biggest myth is that it's going to take over the world and everybody's going to get replaced. I think it's going to be reversed. Okay. Listen, I learned this from Wall Street a long time ago, 22 years on Wall Street. You know, you got a little thick skin, right? When you go through Bear Stearns and it collapses and you go from the sixth biggest investment bank in the world to a friggin' zero, right? You get a little thick skin, right? For the younger guys or gals that are listening to this, Bear Stearns is an investment bank that I work for that absolutely imploded in 2008 with the biggest financial crisis since the Great Depression. Google it. AI it, I should say. Ask about Bear Stearns. Ask ChatGPT about Bear Stearns.
It'll tell you.
So.
Well.
But no. So I think the myth is that everyone's getting replaced. But use AI as a tool to help your business, you know, not to replace your authenticity.
If listeners remember one thing from today, what should it be?
If listeners today got one thing from this podcast to remember, I would say don't let AI take over your marketing strategy of being authentic. Because I've seen it all the time.
Okay.
Nobody cares if you're loading another agent into the trunk like you killed them and then you got a list with them. That kind of stuff, nobody cares about. It's entertaining. Nobody cares about a bunch of people dancing in the living room of a new listing. Nobody cares. Everyone's just out to entertain each other. It's pure entertainment. Guess what? The guy that's looking to buy a house for $5 to $10 million or the gal for $10 million or $15 million, whoever it is, $2 million, whatever it is, they're not watching this stuff. They don't care. They want to know the facts. They want to know what there is about that market that can help them make a decision. And if you're the right person to help them navigate through the deal. Bottom line. So all this, it's cute. We all like to put our little stuff up on Instagram and, ooh, it's so cute. And I'll let's do a little dancey and this is fun. But guess what? The big guy and the big gal, they don't give a shit. They want to know that you're authentic. And you can deliver the goods.
Okay. Well, we heard it from the horse's mouth.
So that's all I got to say about AI for now. And I really appreciate everybody listening. You know, we're back in the studios. It's exciting. And, you know, we got a lot to talk about. There's a lot of changes happening, you know, in this industry. And we're excited. So I really appreciate everybody that listens on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and gives it good ratings, because it helps, because that algorithm is pumping this podcast to people all over the world. So with that, we're going to wrap it up. And I really appreciate everybody listening. And again, thank you to my beautiful wife for being here today.
Thank you.
My co-pilot in this massive journey that we've undertaken over the last, 15 years. All right, everybody. We'll see you soon. I love you. It's Billy Nash, and I'm out.
With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences. And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.